Good morning,
Just one halakha, the laws of writing, Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzot. It's clear, doesn't have to be mentioned, that the Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzot cannot be photographed or mimeographed or, you know, copied. But today they have a lot of good technology that they're able to photograph Mezuzot, putting cloth into the machine and putting Dior into the machine. And it comes out and it looks perfect. You wouldn't know that it wasn't written by a sofer. So you have to be very careful to know who you're buying it from, so you're not getting something that was copied from a machine. However, today they have another method which actually is legal, and it makes it really much easier for the sofrim to write every letter and to write it straight and to write it clear. The method is they have a light box, and they put the cloth that they're going to write over this light box. So the light is shining through the cloth. And underneath that cloth, they put actually the text that they're going to copy. So the light shines through both cloths, so you see the letter that has to be written in that exact spot. There's no problem with that. All that that cloth underneath with the words on it is just serving as a guide so the sofer knows what to write. In that case, it's very, very, very good because he's able to write the letters properly and he knows exactly where to put the letters as long as he has kavanah to write L'shem Kiddushat Sefer Torah Tefillinu Mezuzot. However, Chacham Avadya writes that it's proper even in such a case to have a book next to the sofer with all the letters, because sometimes the light doesn't shine through on the thick parchments and he's not going to be able to see every single letter clearly. So he needs a backup just to have the letters in front of him. But halakhically, there is no problem for the sofer to use the light box with the actual text underneath and the clear clap on top, and he just follows the letters that are underneath.